Hopefully, you know, people. And there it is. Thank you, Jessica. So hopefully people will start joining us. And, you know, as we go, we are on the heels of our LHON conference, and how appropriate, but to kind of recap and talk about that tonight. As the post said on Facebook, you know, I want to talk about, you know, favorite parts, things that, you know, you learned. Were you a first timer? You know, what are some things that you think were just, you know, the bestest, or, you know, things that can be improved? You know, we're always open to that. But first, welcome to LHON Live. It's the July phone call. And as always, we like to keep this call positive and upbeat. We don't get into politics and religion and medical, what's the latest and greatest in clinical trials. We don't give out any medical advice. We leave that to the experts and the doctors. So if any of that starts to come up, I may break in and move the conversation along. So, you know, don't get all offended. But other than that, this call has been going on. Gosh, where are we at, Andy? This is our wet year now, because it's right after conference.
Yeah, we started August of 2014. So this will be our last call of our sixth year.
Wow. That's crazy. That's amazing. That is amazing. And lots of things have gone on with everyone over these years, but we're all still here. And we'll continue to do this the first Wednesday of every month. So thank you all for joining us tonight. And as I said, I want to talk conference. But first, before we do that, I wanted to give a kudo shout out to Jessica. There is actually a reason she was not at the conference this year. It's because I saw a little Facebook post from another friend of mine who is a blind blogger, and she was saying how amazing a keynote speaker named Jessica Loomer was at a conference in Wichita, Kansas. And I was like, what? Well, our little Jessica was the keynote speaker at another big conference the same weekend as the LHON conference. And Jessica, I would love for you to speak as to how that came about, and how was that for you? You want to hear the deets.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, so it was fantastic. So it was called Envision. Envision is a school for the blind and visually impaired in Wichita, Kansas. And they have a camp every single year called Level Up. And so they have a middle school camp, high school camp, and then like littles camp. So kids. And
wait, should we mute people?
Yeah.
Can
you too? Okay. I think you can still hear me. Yeah, we're good. Okay. So you do also still have the ability to unmute yourself if you'd like. So you can still *7 to unmute yourself. So Envision hosts three camps. Do we get someone back? Oh, Maria, I also made you a host, so you will be unmuted as well. So three camps, there's high school camp, middle school camp, and littles camp. So I was actually the keynote speaker for the middle school and the high school camp. Middle school camp was in May. So that was a blast. We had told funny stories, and I was able to meet a ton of cute little middle schoolers, probably fifth to eighth grade, and their parents. So that was a really cool experience. But then high school camp, this is actually my second year being there. I was actually there last year as well. And these are kids everywhere for, gosh, probably 14 freshmen in high school to maybe 22. And this camp is amazing. I mean, gosh, it's a camp we probably all wish we had. It's a camp that teaches soft skills. So they work on interview skills, their elevator pitch. They work on, we had like a grooming session. We had curling hair session. And then we talked about, they jumped on assistive technology, and they, those kids can navigate NVDA like it is like the back of their hand, and they're whipping around. We're playing Uno, and they have Braille Uno. And the kids have various levels of vision, to the point that they were guiding me when we ran a few nights to kids that have total vision loss. So huge range of vision. We did culinary. We had a culinary class, robotics. So super cool. The camp is incredible. Like, I was super sad when I left, if it's like shows that much of an impact. And we stayed at Wichita State University. So the kids get to, they have roommates. They're there all week, and we, you know, camp life. So the concept that they wanted me to talk about this time around was, like the title of my speech was, It's Just Coffee. And you guys have heard me talk about It's Just Coffee and kind of my career and how it's led to where I am today and like where I want it to go. But I mean, how you have to get to the point that it's the little things, you just kind of have to go over those bumps and take those bruises, and at the end of the day, it's just coffee. So it was a really cool experience. So with that, there was awesome speakers that flew in from all over the country. There was Stephanie, who's the writer of Bold Blind Beauty. And then there was Chelsea. Chelsea actually is out of Texas. She works with Voc Rehab, but also just kind of as a freelance. And she's an image consultant. So she gets on FaceTime and she teaches blind people how to, blind, visually impaired, gosh, all disabilities, I should say, how to put on their makeup. So she has just really good experience on how to be super descriptive. I actually was going to throw out the idea of bringing her on like as a conference call, or we could do like a women's only call where she would be able to walk us through how to put makeup on and be able to like record the call and then use it for herself. But I think it'd be really cool. She's at what, there's probably 15 to 20 high school girls, and some girls had never put their makeup on before, and just kind of being extremely descriptive and what to look for and how it feels and walking it through. So it was just a really cool experience. So they are like team beauty. So we had Steph Bold Blind Beauty sharing her experiences, especially her professional experiences. She worked for Deloitte, and then Chelsea with image consulting. And then there was Max, who was part of, What's Your Excuse? Another blind blogger, awesome blog. And then Jeremy is Chelsea's boyfriend. So oftentimes the guys would split up with the guys and teach them how to tie ties and personal hygiene, where the girls would split up and talk about makeup. But it was fantastic. It's a really good camp. I mean, it leaves such an impact. I gained friendships from it, just being having connections with the different speakers, but then the kids, like there's a lot of mentors that come back every single year. One of the guys, he has had a brain tumor on his optic nerve. So he actually only has light perception, and he's actually in Nashville right now trying to make it in Nashville, being a guitarist and singer. And so he got to rock out a little bit on, we had like a variety show. I was the MC. And if you guys can just picture, I was like jumping around with these kids, like dancing around and running around the room. And then there's a comedian, and it's fantastic. So if you're ever in the Wichita area, they actually have kids that come from Delaware, all of Kansas, Texas, and one more state, Colorado, and Washington. So if you have kids that are in the high school range, I would definitely recommend reaching out to Envision to see if they can attend Level Up Camp. It's definitely worth it. Kids come back every single year and you learn a ton. It's cool. Sorry, that was a really long version of that story you probably wanted. I get excited. I have to unmute Maria.
Yeah, Maria, if you press star six, it should unmute. I assume you're hearing me, Jessica, is that right?
Yes.
While she's doing that, Jessica, one question. You said that some of us had heard this, and since I haven't heard it already, I'm sure others haven't either. Your whole It's Just Coffee about your career stuff. What do you mean there?
Oh, yeah. So It's Just Coffee is, so kind of, I'll do the quick story. So I don't know if you guys remember. So gosh, probably 3 years ago when I was unemployed and got laid off from my last job, I definitely had an unemployment gap. So try to get jobs and, you know, I mean, a lot of us can probably relate, like interviews for months. Then I was unemployed and definitely faced a struggle of what it's like to look for a job being unemployed and having a vision disability, and just so many hurdles that it faced. So after, gosh, months and months, like 12 months, I eventually got it. I went and I was like, you know, I need to refocus, and I needed to go have fun and obviously earn some money, but I need to get out there. So I interviewed for a job at Starbucks, and Starbucks, you know, they're a fun loving bunch. They accept everyone as they are and love you for who you are and throw you in the mix and have a blast. And so, I mean, I've never worked harder. I flung garbage and got some sweet arms, but they really were fantastic with accommodations. We would bump dot the entire coffee shop. Like, decaf had a little bump dot, whereas regular had a bigger bump dot. And we just made different accommodations throughout the entire store that would then help me navigate what I needed to do for coffees and things like that. So it was like my first week or so. And they get like gigantic bags of coffee, probably like 2 feet tall. And I got a really thick Sharpie. So I did D for dark, P for Pike's Place, and B for blonde. So I was just like, we kind of switch roles and everyone kind of, it's like a circuit. We all kind of rotate. So I was on for making black coffee, and they turned, they're like, hey Jess, can you make some decaf coffee? And I'm, or some dark coffee. And I was like, yeah, no problem. So I grabbed the bag that says D for dark, and I start making coffee and everything. And then an hour later or so, my boss comes up to me and she's like, how's everything going? How are you feeling about everything? How's the labeling going? And I'm like, oh, fantastic. I just made dark coffee. D is for dark, B is for blonde, P is for Pike. And she's like, no, D is for decaf. And I guess it was a different letter that we used for dark, but D meant decaf. So, I mean, obviously it was a brand new job. I was just getting back into the workplace, trying to get my feet on the ground and really kind of make this my like pivot moment. And I served, I don't know, a lot of people for hours. Decaf coffee. And she's like, honestly, it's coffee. Like, we're here, we're serving coffee, we're not saving lives, we're just here to have a good time and to make sure that that customer has a really good experience. And sure, so we might have given them decaf coffee for a bit. Will they be back tomorrow? Absolutely, we'll make it right. She's like, at the end of the day, it's just coffee. And I had shared part of that story with them last year, and so they wanted me to expand on it. And so, I mean, you can kind of take that into so many contexts and really expand on it, that like oftentimes we beat ourselves up on the little things, you know, like I walked into the wall and split my toenail in half, like, or you kind of mix up certain things, or you serve your kids, I don't know, we talked about moldy bread last time, you know, like there's sometimes those little things that kind of catch us up on stuff and we kind of get bummed out because we made a mistake or missed a step. And, you know, yep. More is just, it's just coffee. So we actually shared that story with Starbucks. So we had Starbucks there and they were serving coffee to all the kids and parents when we walked in. So it was cool.
That's awesome. Maria, have you been able to unmute yet? I'm not sure if when you, okay, there she is.
Oh, you see her? I'm going to make her the host instead of me. Maybe that'll help.
Yeah, and you can mute and unmute people individually from your side as well. I'm not sure if you know her phone number or where she's calling from in order to do that. But
so I see her name and I see her as now host. I see that she's recording since she's a host now, and I see no video, but I don't see a microphone for her like I see for everybody else.
So if you touch her, I believe then you have an option. And I'm not in the app right now, but
yeah, I can check. I can just chat with her because now she's the host and I'm not. I thought that would help. I'll just unmute us all. You all just want to star, what is it, Andy?
I think it's star 6 for mute or unmute. Just okay. The same thing. And for those who don't know, star is your bottom left button on your keypad, and 6 is 2 up from that.
Oh. Okay, well, I'm no longer the host, so I don't have much ability at this point. Oh, no. I shouldn't have given
her. Lisa, can I ask you to press *6 to see if it's working for others?
I did it. Oh, can you hear me? Hello, okay. It's Maria.
Perfect.
Hey, Maria. There you are.
Okay, so whatever you just did just said you are unmuted. Like, we couldn't unmute ourselves.
Oh, because
well, I couldn't.
I could.
Well, I was going *6, *6, *6. Nothing. So, but then I heard you were unmuted when you, whatever you did. But, okay, well, we're here. Yeah. My day started out with technology mishap, so I was just hoping it wouldn't happen, and well, here we are. Well, Jessica, thank you so much for all of that. And Andy, thank you for jumping in, and I love that it's just coffee story because I am super partial to coffee, and I love hearing how I didn't know you worked at Starbucks, and all of those things, you know, ring bells because, you know, both of my kids are baristas, so Starbucks is everywhere at my house. But well, thank you for sharing all that again. And how exciting for you. And again, I know you brought up LHON in your keynote because that's how Steph knew that you might know me. So that's how that all came around. So spreading awareness as well. So so let's move on to our conference that we just came out of when we've all returned home and gotten back into reality. And I, for one, think it was, you know, a huge success. I think we added in some other things that we did to try to get people, more people to meet each other this time. I think it worked. And we had a fantastic agenda, a good variety. And we had some great, outside of the conference, fun at dinner and in people's rooms and all of that stuff. So, Cindy, I know you're on the line. Can I get you to just kind of start out by talking about the speed meet that we did? And just that there's folks on the line that weren't there, what the point of that was, and your thoughts. *6. Maybe she's not here. I thought she was.
Can you hear me?
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Man. Okay.
Kind of call.
So last year in Nashville was my first conference, and the first segment is a networking, and it's an opportunity for everybody to mingle and meet each other. And I have no problem with walking up to people and talking, and I'm, you know, not introverted, but I was noticing that there were pockets of people hanging out and not, you know, mingling. And I thought, well, what could we do to improve the situation? And so I came up with this idea of a speed meet. And so during that time frame, we organized people into two lines facing each other. You had 5 minutes to talk to whoever was across from you. And then when the 5 minutes was up, everybody shifted a little bit and you had somebody new in front of you and you could talk. And so it kind of gave us a little bit more of an opportunity to involve everyone with meeting people during that time frame.
Well, I thought it was great. You know, for a first time, I think there's a couple of bugs to work out, but I think for the most part, we have the idea. And I, for one, met probably 3 or 4 other families that were there that I probably, you know, possibly not have met unless we were put in that speed meet. And, you know, these were new folks who were, you know, deer in the headlights and, you know, just hungry for information. And I think I explained what a CCTV was probably 4 times in that small amount of time, because people just like, okay, hi, you know, what technology do you use? We're first time, we don't know anything. And it was a chance not only to, say, hey, welcome, we're glad you're here, but also tell them what you know in, you know, a span of like 3 minutes. So I thought it was great. Anyone else want to chime in about the speed meet that we kind of kicked the conference off with? Okay, I think we all think it was great. Okay.
This is Susie. And yeah, I really did like the speed meet because I agree with you. Last year and maybe the year before, there's always people who are sort of out on the trip. And this was a really nice way to kind of make sure everybody got up there. And yeah, like you said today in your blog, Maria, you know, maybe get out of your comfort zone a little bit. And it sort of like forces you to talk to the next person up. And it was really good. I think everybody enjoyed it.
Yeah. I think sometimes we can be, we kind of gravitate to maybe, you know, the tried and true friends that we've met and seen for years, because that's safe. But trying to reach out to the folks that are new and being the affected ones, we can't always tell who's new, who's not, you know, that kind of thing. So again, being put in that situation, you were forced to, you know, forced in a good way, to put yourself out there and make new friends. And I, you know, we all have seen the Facebook messages from folks that said, you know, from day one, just even after day one, how great and how welcome they felt. And I think the speed meet probably kind of sparked that welcome, if you will, for that first day. So looking forward to, you know, doing it next year. It would probably, become a part of the conference and a way to work it in at the beginning and, you know, kind of get everyone talking and involved before the conference starts. So is there any first timers on the call, meaning first timers to the conference, who feels like speaking up and talking about your thoughts on coming to a conference for the first time, or maybe even, I know Cindy was a second timer and there's a few of those here, but would love to hear any first timers if you want to share your experience with us.
Hey, it's Lindsay. This was my first conference and I cannot say enough great things about it. It was honestly the best experience I've had in a long time.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. What was some of your favorite, what was maybe your, you know, the best part or your favorite part? And we all know the content was amazing, but what was, you know, something that stuck out at you that you really thought was great?
Well, I love the speed meeting session. That was a nice icebreaker. And I loved learning all the new things that are going on in the mitochondrial world and listening to all these wonderful doctors speak. And I love going to the banquet and watching Lisa win her award.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
Oh, that's great. That's great. I know, luckily, Jennifer Malika, she did videotape that. And if you're on the phone and you didn't know, Lisa was presented with the highest award at the UMDF banquet for her work and advocacy for the LH1 community. So, you know, she has been recognized, I don't want to say finally, but, you know, finally, for all of the work and the hours that she puts into building and supporting this community. So it was quite an honor. And I know there's a video floating around and she gave a nice little acceptance speech. And it definitely, I think, helped put LHUN on the board with UMDF. I think now they're willing to recognize, you know, the community, how big we've grown. So, and that is a lot of it. Well, you know, 90% of it is thanks to Lisa. So, well, great. Thank you, Lindsay, for sharing that. So, Lindsay,
so
would
well
you recommend?
Lisa.
Pardon me?
So well deserved to Lisa.
Oh, yes.
Yes, for sure.
Yes. Absolutely. And so we said about time. But, absolutely. I agree. And, of course, is she even on the call? Is Lisa on the call?
I'm on the call. Hi, Maria.
There she is. I was going to say,
she was very humble about it, but you know, as you heard, you know, well deserved, Lissa, well deserved. So so is there again, this was kind of open forum call. And, you know, if anyone else would like to speak to any part of the conference, especially something that maybe you'd like people to know who weren't able to attend and maybe, you know, why they should attend next year, you know, anything along those lines, you know, please feel free to speak up.
This is Chris. This was my seventh conference. And so this was the best ever. And this is why I say this. I love the content because there was nothing repetitive. Everything was forward thinking. It was more details, more comprehensive, more involved. And I love that aspect of it. Sometimes we hear speakers that, well, I think maybe we've heard this before. There was nothing like that. That's what was so great about this. Everyone spoke to something new, something advanced, something that was out there, nutrition, Social Security, LHON plus new ideas out there and thoughts. And I know... I had a brief short chat with Lissa, and you know, this is what you want to do going forward, and I commend you for that, because we want to hear everything that's new and forward thinking. We don't want to have, these are my words, LHON 101. We want to have, I want to hear just the newest and best and greatest. And you understand what I'm trying to say. I think I made my point. Mm-hmm. I loved hearing the new stuff, and that was the best part. And I loved the icebreaker, Cindy. I thought that I can't read name tags, so I don't know who else can read name tags. So. So going, having that idea was great, because I'm more likely to go up to someone I met there now, because I had a short little chat with them, and I'd like to see that we do that again. Great idea. I love that too.
Oh, great, Chris. Thank you for your thoughts on that. And I agree with you. And one thing you mentioned was Jennifer Malka did a fantastic presentation on education. And she had a panel.
I'm sorry, I forgot to mention that. That was fabulous.
And yeah, and that was good too. Again, you know, kind of trying to find the new to present at a conference isn't always easy. But I think Lissa nails it, you know, and this year there was a steering committee, so there was a bit of a group effort, but for the most part, you know, she kind of was the driving force and nails it every year. So it was great. It was really great. And the what you said was seeing other folks at the conference and being able to go and talk to them, because you had a 2-minute chat with them that morning. And that it happened to me a couple of times. There was a new couple there. It was, I think her name was, it was Terry and Danny. They're younger couple.
Yeah.
And I had met them in the meet and greet, but the next morning ran into them at breakfast. But because I kind of recognized, you know, the shapes and, you know, I was able to go, hi, you know, and I was able to reach out to them so much easier. And I probably would never have done it, because I would have been like, I don't know who they are, and I don't know, are they with us? Are they not with us? No, we know. And that speed meet did make a huge difference, Cindy. So again, you know, kudos to you. So I know we had some great times at dinner, and Susie and Wayne. Susie, put together this dinner, which ended up being, I think, close to 60 people. And I thought that went great, if anyone wants to talk about that. And that was the first time we'd really, Susie had, managed to reserve a room in a restaurant for that many people. And it worked out brilliantly, very different from the Piggly Wiggly or wherever it was. Cutie Pies. Last time, it was Cutie Pies. That's it. I knew it was like barbecue something.
Barbecue.
Very different setting, but it still worked. Mm-hmm. So, Susie, yeah. Any of your thoughts about how that went, since you were the coordinator?
I think it did end up being, I think it worked out fine, and a lot of that was due to the general manager that I was dealing with. He was very accommodating, and also getting the set menu, which is a little tough. You want to please everybody, but it made it a lot easier on the wait staff and the kitchen, basically. But yeah, I'm already thinking about next year, possibly, if anybody wants me to do it again. The only thing is, I hope everybody had a good time and had such a good time that they'll tell everybody next year so they all RSVP early, because it grew from 50 to 54 to 56. By the time I told the manager that there were about 60 people coming, I could tell he was breaking out in a sweat. So, but it worked out. It all worked out. And I just, hope we can keep doing that, because it is nice. It's fun for everybody to socialize like that. And I noticed at the dinner, what I really loved was it was just completely random seating. So a lot of people sat with other people just because that table happened to have room. So they ended up sitting with people they would not normally have ended up sitting with and socializing with. So that was another good thing that came out of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And if you got up and you mingled around, you just kind of went from table to table, and you kind of went, who's here? And as I, went up to a table, put my hand on someone's shoulder and said, "Are these my boyfriends?" I was looking for Paul and Eric. And it was Karen and Kevin, right? And right. I'm like, those aren't my boyfriends. Okay, moving on. So... I didn't give Kevin the, so you could kind of mingle, and there was enough room, and again, every place was going to be different, but I think that, again, it worked out, and it was great. So thank you, Susie, for putting that together. I know there was there was a little bit of sweating it out near the end, but it was just within walking distance, and what a nice little getaway from the hotel. It was just nice to get out and walk in that super humid weather, which is always a joy for us Californians type, but it was just a nice getaway, outside of the hotel, and it was close, and we were, very fortunate. So thank you again for doing that. And does anybody else want to speak up to, have any questions about the conference? Maybe you weren't there. Maybe you have questions about how things went, or, we don't know too much about next year, except it's going to be in Phoenix, Arizona. So, at the end of June, so, more to come, but, start saving your money so you can join us. So anyone else have any, thoughts on the conference itself or questions about the conference?
This is Hector Gomez. Can you hear me?
Hey, Hector. Yes. Hi. Oh, hi.
So this was my first timer here. I enjoyed everything from the, from the start of, from the meet and greet or whatever it was, the speed meet to the closing. I think it was a good idea to close the show the way we, Alyssa did and Jennifer, with everybody speaking up and sharing. And then, I also enjoy all the information that the doctors gave. It was stuff that I didn't know, that I wasn't aware of, so it put me up to date with everything that's going on with that.
Yeah. And you were fantastic, by the way, on the educational panel. You have a book of credits to your name, and I mean, you really, really do. And I think that you could be, and I'm just speaking for myself, but you could be a very valuable part of the navigating education portion of this group, since you've been affected for a long time, and you're in it, and you've been in education for so many years. So thank you for sharing your story and being a part of the panel the first time out. And I also think that there's going to be a lot more tattoos at the next conference. Just saying, I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. But just saying.
Yeah, I started those when I was like 35, and they're just, like I said, a dirty thing. And
oh, yeah.
But is this Jennifer? No, who's this?
Jennifer, that was...
Oh, Jennifer.
Maria,
okay.
This is Maria. Yeah.
Oh, Maria, okay. Thanks, Maria, for
having me. Oh, you're welcome, yeah. There was a post on the group. We actually had, a few people with tattoos and showing them off there, and Hector is a gallery of of tattoos, but... Yeah. So, anyway, it was just a fun little snippet, which, again, outside of conference, the sessions, you could have found some of us in some of the rooms just enjoying each other's company and laughing and goofing off. And Wayne, yeah, any favorite parts of that?
Well, my daughter got a lot of it.
Go ahead, Hector.
My wife, I went with my son and my wife, and they got an earful on what Elhan was and how it came about, and where the science is right now with it, which, that was kind of, it is what it is, but yeah. I'm thinking maybe the medicine side is not up to par, and probably we won't see a cure within the next couple of years, but who knows. But technology is something that, come a long ways, and putting more independent, making us more independent would be technology, and maybe in the near future we could see a self-driving car. And I know there's a couple of out there, that we could all benefit from maybe later, so mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If anything, so mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah. Now, how was it for your family? Had they been around folks ever with LHON, with that many, or had seen other people kind of looking at their phones real close and things like that, perhaps you do?
No, especially my family from here, like my mom and dad. My mom, I think, told my dad, you see, it's not just Hispanics, It's like, well, all they know is, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's one of the things that we have heard from family members, is that they kind of, just look from the outside in and go, wow, it's like, oh, this is what they do. It's not just, my husband, my wife, my son, my daughter, whoever, my partner. It's like, yeah. And then, of course, being a first timer and then being around, I think we had up to almost 40 affected, you just don't get that big of a group in one place, like, ever. So that in itself is a huge, huge, treat for sure. I hope we can see you at future conferences, Hector.
Yeah, I hope so too. We might make it to the next year's Phoenix or Arizona. We're just taking it, month by month, year by year, and we'll see.
Good. Well, keep in touch. Definitely. Keep in touch.
I love the picture. I love the picture of Jason. He was looking at his phone, and I was looking at my phone up to my face, and I was just trying to hurry up and post pictures, while we were in our hotel room. And Susie was sitting across from me, and she took it, and then she sent it to me as we're sitting there. Jason's got his phone at the arm's length, and I'm sitting there up against my face. So I took that picture she has on LHON 101, normal vision, LHON vision.
I saw that photo, but I couldn't quite tell who was on the left, which was Jason. And I thought maybe if it was, you know, someone who's affected, I thought maybe his phone just hadn't got to his face yet. But what a great picture to, you know, show people this is how we do it. You know, this is sighted, this is affected. I know. I did see that picture and I was curious. I might have to snag that one for a little mini something. But yeah. And all the great photos, Susie, Wayne, Lindsay, I'm blanking.
Karen.
She was like the, you know, journalist on the go for sure. Lisa, took a bunch and, you know, all were posted all, you know, on every group, every which way. So I know that if folks weren't there, they definitely were getting kind of the day by day, hour by hour, picture collage and could see, you know, the smiles and the fun that we were having. And, you know, at times maybe too much fun, but.
who was the girl, Susie, on the, thing that, Sydney did and Clark, she had blonde hair. What was her name?
That's Karen.
And we had talked about the bricks.
Oh, Hope.
We talked about
that's
the bricks
Hope.
Thing.
Isn't that Hope?
Oh. Hope?
No.
Oh. Who?
What did she do?
I friend her on Facebook, but she's never on there.
Is it Jana? Jana's blonde.
No. Where's she from? Little short girl, blonde hair.
Jacqueline Kaczynski.
Linda
McCardle.
Linda McCardle.
Yeah, that's it.
Yes.
Okay.
You're right. Yes.
Hi, I'm on.
You're on.
This is Linda.
This is Linda. Hi.
The brick sidewalk, right?
Yes, we were. We were talking about the brick sidewalk and how bricks are not our friends.
Yeah, she goes sidewalks. She goes sidewalk is not your friend. And I just said one word. I said bricks. Then she freaks out. Bricks. Oh, bricks. Brick stairs. Stairs.
It was brick stairs. Yes.
Stairs, not sidewalk.
Yeah,
but who else understands
the stairs
that?
Aren't your friend.
Another lawn person, right?
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Again, part of the cool part is telling those stories and the, you know, the you two moments just are so cool. You know, they're just so cool. I think I was talking about stairs with somebody as well, and it was, you know, the going up, if the sun's just right, you can see the shadow, but going, you know, if you're going down and there's no sun, it just looks like a slide, you know? And so, you know, just talking about things like that and how, you know, yellow stripes and white stripes on the stairs were things that you never thought about until you needed them. So, those are great little stories that we can share when we're all together. And that's been going on for years at these conferences. I've been going since 2014, where I first met Andy and Jessica. And, you know, that was those aha moments of like, you too? Like, you do this too?
Toothpaste.
Oh, and the toothpaste.
I can't even tell you how many people I've told that to who had just recently affected, and they go, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Who hadn't ever thought of it? That's, you know, it's so simple.
Get your own tube, squirt it in your mouth, stick the brush in, okay? That's all you got to do.
Hey, Maria, can you hear me? Maria, can you hear me?
Is that my sister?
Oh, it's Hope.
Yes, hi. It's my sister. Hi.
It took me like 20 minutes to figure out how to unmute myself. I can see perfectly fine. In any case, I just really wanted to quickly add, because I was just at Dr. Sadoun's office yesterday with Dr. Sadoun and Dr. Karangia was both there.
Oh.
And he, it was great because Dr. Karangia did our intake for the day, and it was with both my sons had their appointments, and he recognized me right away from the conference, and it was great. But the one part I want to add is that there were four, the one you were asking earlier about what's your favorite thing about the conference. And I think my most favorite thing is putting a name with a face. And I know that that's, I don't mean that in any disrespect, but those of you that can't see faces, put a name with a voice, however you want to word it. But my son met somebody in his office yesterday. There's four people there with LHON in the office for appointments. And my son met the guy named Blake, who's his same age and plays blind hockey down in San Diego.
He's from San Marcos.
Yes. And so I met him. I met him and his mom. Yep. We met him and his mom, and then we introduced Nate, introduced him. They started texting, but they were able to connect live. Was so much different than if I said, "Oh, hey Nate, I got the phone number for this kid named Blake. He's your age. Why don't you text him?" I don't think that ever would have happened. So I think, I think just that personal space thing is, and making that connection is what the conference it gives that no other way can give. Like, you can listen to recordings of all the talks that were there. You know, everything's going to be recorded, so you can listen to it all, but it's just not the same. I think everyone kind of has agreed that a lot of the social stuff was just as, if not more, sometimes valuable. And just being there yesterday, watching my son meet this other kid, his same age, you know, it's stuff that only happens in person.
Yep. Oh, that's great, Hope. Yeah. And the mom is really cool. I've met the family several times, Lissa as well. And they're trying to get Southern California on the map for blind hockey. And,
he just made national team. She told me.
Really?
He just got on the national team. Yeah, I made the national USA roster for the blind hockey. And all she was super excited about that. She was excited to tell me he leads tours at his college. He leads tours. And which led me into my son does something similar. So they seem like very similar kids. And then we met another guy that was there as a follow-up to a study. And there was another kid that was there that we never saw because we're in and out of offices. But I think that one-on-one interaction, no matter what that you know, looks like is just something you can only get in person.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Anyway,
yes.
I'll fill you on the appointment later, Maria. Yeah.
Okay. thanks, Hope. It was super fun to have my sister there. She was on-site operations manager or whatever the title was, and she was running around crazy busy, and she, you know, was a great part of the conference too, and it was just fun to have her there to hang out with. So love that story. We've had Blake on the call before, and this kid he's amazing, and he does a lot of sports. He does not let LHON get in his way, for sure. So but anyway, thanks. And I'm so happy for Nate too, because you're right. Face to face, quote unquote, but in person, totally different. And that's one of the things we've always talked about these conferences, is that being able to meet people in person is just once a year is such a treasure. And it's just something that just can't be done if you are not there. So, you know, it's,
well, neither one of those two have been to the conference, the mom or Blake. And when they found out that I had just gotten back from it, they said, "Oh, you did?" And then we explained that Nate spoke at it last year, and you could see Blake's face lit up like, "You did?" As if it never occurred to him to want to go to the conference. And I was like, "It's in Arizona next year. It's close." And he kind of lit up. And I think kind of changing his opinion of what the conference is all about. So one person at a time will convert everyone.
Yeah. Thanks, Hope.
You're welcome.
That's so great too. And like some of the younger guys, okay, so Nate's 20 and Blake is around the same age. They be together like, it's just, well, as my nephew said, is there just a bunch of people my aunt's age there? Is there just a bunch of people Aunt Maria's age? Well, yeah, but is that a bad thing? I would love to get more younger, you know, males and females there in their, you know, in those late teen or, you know, 20 years, because I think, you know, that's, you know, a higher risk time. And I think that that is important to, you know, if they can form bonds and friendships at that age, they'll last a lifetime. So it would be great to get more, you know, kids at that age and even do a, you know, some sort of a pullout session for that age group, because I'm sure there's things they want to talk about. I mean, they have, you know, they're in college. There's, you know, there's lots that goes on at college that, you know, we say don't do, or, you know, things that they may want to talk amongst their peers with. So, you know, who knows? Maybe we can figure something like that out. But I would love for there to be some younger crowd there as well. So, all right, Hope, good work. All right. anyone else have anything they would like to add? I'm not sure what time it is right now. You want to run over, but we're getting close to six.
Hello,
go ahead.
Question. My name is Madeline. I'm a first timer on the call. I have a question about the conference. How long is the conference? Is it for a weekend or a week?
Yes, it is. It can be, we've gone between having it a 1 day conference to a 2 day conference, but they're half days each. So it sometimes falls on a Thursday, Friday. This year it was a Friday, Saturday. But it just depends upon how the planning goes. So and you can easily come, you know, this year was Friday afternoon, well, starting about 11 and, you know, all day. And then we picked back up on Saturday morning at 8 and went till about 12:30. And, you know, you can easily come in on Thursday morning, slide right in and be out of there on Saturday afternoon if that's what you had to do. 1 day conference, obviously it's a full, you know, eight to 5:30, something like that. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay. But we also, you know, we try to sprinkle activities such as, you know, the networking before the dinners, and things of that sort, so that we can all kind of get to know each other and like I said, icebreakers and meet each other, spend some time together around the content. So I know the dates for next year, and if Lissa will probably unmute herself, she can tell us what the date is to mark your calendar for. But, and I don't know if it's been determined. I don't think it's been determined whether it's a 2 day or a 1 day. Same amount of content. It just gets split up. So,
I just unmuted like you requested. And so the 25th is the Thursday, the 26th Friday, 27th Saturday. So somewhere in that 25, 6, 7th of June are the days you want to sort of prepare for. And then, like Maria said, we have to get the steering committee to regroup and sort of work through the actual structure. But for now, that gives you the weekend we're talking about.
Okay, yes. All right, that's
perfect.
Good. And, if I could say something. How many people?
Yeah, go ahead. We have roughly, what, Lisa, 120-ish?
More like 100. I think it was about 100. But it's complicated because you've got a three-ring circus going on. The UMDF is running a scientific meeting that has about 300 scientists and researchers. And then they have about 200 people from the mitochondrial patient community having their meeting, and then we have about 100 of us. So there's about 600 plus people all involved in the three ring circus. Our ring of the circus is about 100.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and I hope to be there next year.
Madeline, we'd love to have you. Madeline, where are you located? Where are you from?
Florida.
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 What part of Florida? We got some Floridians on the line. What part of Florida?
The Villages.
Oh. Okay.
This is Susie.
We're a couple hours from you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm the one who did the dinner and everything, and I have the LHON Florida group. Are you in there? I don't have my laptop in front of me. Are you in the LHON Florida Facebook group?
I don't know. My husband got on. No, I don't think he's on the Florida group.
Okay. All right. Well,
Who is affected? Your husband?
No, I am.
Okay. You're affected. Okay.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
We live in Deland, so it's not very far.
Where do you live at?
Deland.
Oh, Deland. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, we'll have to work out together sometime. And if you can come to the conference next year, what I was going to say is the people who come like the day before, there are, you know, social opportunities. We had a little meet and greet down at the hotel.
Okay,
the night
it sounds great.
Start. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
I hope to be there next year. I hope to be there next year.
And Madeline, just so you know, this is Lisa. You actually did join. Somebody put your Facebook profile into the LHON Florida group about 7 months ago. It might have been Jennifer. It might have been Dennis. Somebody. Yeah, but if you can go to your Facebook profile and look for LHON Space Florida. You're actually in the group, and there are a good number. Yeah, and Susie runs that group, so.
Okay,
yeah.
Susie.
Okay,
awesome. Madeline, this is Maria. How long have you been affected for?
Last year. Last March, yes.
Oh, okay.
And
well,
I got to ask, you don't have to answer, but how old were you?
70.
Okay.
71.
Mm-hmm. And is your last name Posh?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I see you. Okay. On the
Okay, good.
Well, I'm so glad you called in, Madeline, and I hope you will call in, you know, for future calls. And Susie is fabulous. She'll get you, you know, she'll get y'all hooked up there in Florida with that group. And you know, please put on your calendar to come and come and see us in Arizona. And it's, as you've been hearing, it's an experience you just can't find anywhere else. So,
the 26th and 27th, maybe the 25th.
All
3 days.
Something like that.
Yeah. Susie, just so you know, Madeline's husband Dennis is on the call also. Just so you know, he's on the call too. Yeah.
Oh, that's the other Dennis.
That's double Dennis. Dennis.
Bingo.
Dennis.
Well, great. Okay. We're glad to have Dennis too. We want Dennis in Arizona too. Okay.
All right, we're coming. That's it.
Sounds as welcome.
Okay.
Well, thank you for speaking up. And if there's any questions at all, Susie is, you know, full of information. She's been coming to the conference for years, so she's a great contact to have for you. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Great.
Good.
Awesome. Great. Are there any other people who are, you know, new to the group, new to the call? If you don't have a question about the conference, if you just have a question, you know, please feel free to ask it. And we have veterans on the call who could probably give you some advice or some support. You know, we always like to leave a little time for any new folks. So if there's anyone, you know, please, this is the time to ask away.
I do have a question. This is Linda McArdle again. And I have a question for, I guess, Lisa and Maria. You were stating that if anyone was interested in helping with the conference for next year, please volunteer. And so I would love to kind of, you know, assist in any way that I can.
Oh, great.
I think the more folks that are working together, the conference is just always so wonderful. I don't even know how you do such an amazing job with, you know, a large group of people. And so I know that many hands make small work. So just let us know how we can help out.
Oh, great. I'm sure Lissa has just written your name down. So, Linda, thank you. Thank you for speaking up to that. Definitely. Thank you so much.
I don't know what I've just done.
Well, you know, isn't that how volunteering happens? All of a sudden you raise your hand and you're like, oh no, what did I just do? So, no, you've done a wonderful thing. You've done a wonderful thing. And it's, you know, thank you so much for raising your hand.
Maria?
Yes.
It's Chris again. I'm sorry, but I want to add another footnote. And Lissa, yes. This actually goes under the UMDF umbrella, I believe, but I'm not sure people at the conference, LHON folks at the conference were aware of this. And Lissa, I think this was such a good idea that maybe you could pass this along to the UMDF folks, but what morning was this? Friday morning. You could sign up for this on Thursday. I have my days six. I'm not sure when I signed up for this, but there was an opportunity on Friday morning to have 10-minute appointments with all different types of one-on-one appointments with 10-minute appointments with different doctors. And this is a one-on-one appointment with the doctor and you and the doctor. And I got to sign up with two different doctors, one a MITA specialist who she was a top MITA specialist here. I'm from the Philadelphia area. So she's from CHOP, and I got to speak with her, and I had another opportunity to speak with a top geneticist one-on-one, and because I have two daughters and a grandson, so I had questions for a geneticist. So this was a rare opportunity for me to, these are the two doctors I selected to talk to, and there were, I don't know, I'm not sure, 12 maybe different doctors to speak to, and you could pick the doctor and pick the time, and there was a long line of folks signing up to speak with these different doctors, and I was lucky enough to get in with the two doctors that I decided I wanted to speak to. And I don't know how many people knew of this opportunity, but I thought this was a fabulous idea they had. I don't remember, maybe they did this in past years and I just didn't know about it, but I hope you will tell, maybe pass this along, that I thought this was a fantastic idea, because I never had an opportunity to do this before. So I love that about the conference this year, that this is open to anyone to do. And I hope they continue that.
So let me respond to that and say that, yeah, you're right. It absolutely is something that the UMDF has been doing for many years now. They call it, I think, Ask the Mito Doc. And it's absolutely a feature that they have. And it's one of the really cool things about doing this conference in connection with the UMDF, because, you know, there for a lot of our folks, maybe the only people that would help them would be LHON doctors. But for some people, especially who are having sort of some maybe subtle mito-like symptoms and would like to discuss those with a mito doc, or like you said, the genetics of it. You know, for a lot of people that are sort of interested in the broader picture of mitochondrial disease, it's great to be there where those issues are being discussed, where those experts exist, where we can avail ourselves of what they're doing. There was also like all the stuff going on downstairs with exhibitors that maybe some people went to, you know, there are opportunities. I know I had some conversations with people in the poster session room that we didn't really talk about as a group, but we could have. So I guess my thoughts are, A, I'm glad you got that good experience. B, you're right, we didn't really talk about it much as a group at all. And one of the roles that was on the list of operational tasks that I only thought of to ask people to volunteer for too soon for the event was to have somebody sort of liaise with the UMDF. And I think your point is good. That's a role we could have someone take on so that there's better, interaction between like what really is going on with UMDF that our group could avail of. We did have Jennifer like working with Day on the Hill, and that was sort of what consumed all the thinking, but that won't exist in Phoenix. And, you know, if there's somebody that wants to be like the interface between our group and UMDF and is thinking, okay, this is going on in the UMDF area and it's of interest to our group, and let me tell about that. Or, you know, like it was only at the last minute that Dan Wright, the ex-chairman of the board and the current chairman of the board, came in to, you know, before Maria's session and, you know, graciously talk about the award, but also to speak to the group. And it's one of those, there's so many parts and pieces going on that it's like, yeah, that would have been good, but who was thinking about it? But you're right, if we carve things up, and like Linda said, if there's more people that volunteer, you know, it doesn't have to be anyone's full-time job, it can be somebody's piece of the action. So yeah, the more volunteers that come to that want to do something, you know, I think that's kind of what happened. Hopefully, you know, everyone did a lot this year and it was really, really helpful. It was amazingly helpful to have so many people getting involved. And, you know, if we can double the number of volunteers next year, then it can be that much better and everybody can do a little bit less, but ultimately more gets done. I mean, like everything that's been said on this call, you know, it's a function of somebody doing something cool and different and new, whether it was the speed meet that Cindy, you know, contemplated and drove to completion, or, you know, like Hope, oh my gosh, it took such a burden off. She just made everything, you know, run and go. And I mean, just so many people were stepping up. Susie, you know, making that dinner happen. I mean, there were just so many people doing so many things that if more people volunteer, we can do more and it's better for everyone. And plus, I think it's kind of fun to be involved. We tried to let people volunteer where they were most interested, you know, not have anyone do anything they didn't like to do, hopefully. So yeah, I think I'm glad you brought that up. I think there's a lot that comes from collaborating with UMDF, and the more of it we do, the better. And the more people involved, the more we can make sure people know about those cool opportunities.
Well, Lisa, I didn't mean that to be a criticism in any.
No, I know. It's an opportunity. It's an opportunity, yeah. And I'm glad you got to take advantage of it. And I think more, I know a couple other people did too, and I'm glad they found their way. But again, it's an opportunity that it's great to let more people know, because I want our people to do it, because it's an awesome opportunity. I actually tried one year to get the LHON doctors to do it in Seattle, but it was like we didn't really have enough doctors and they were exhausted, and so we didn't do it. But the UMDF doctors are there, so let's do it.
Maybe if the, and maybe this was posted and I just didn't get to see it. Maybe if the UMDF agenda could be, maybe if it's, that's a posted and then we could see if there's anything of interest for us and we jump in a meeting or something. Well, no, I want to attend all the LHON stuff, but that probably was posted somewhere and I just didn't see it. I wasn't aware of it. It was probably my mistake that I didn't know that was going on.
But I think so, that's the opportunity we have, is that I think it's always been there, but and some people know about it and some don't, and some people bumped into it and some don't. But I think if somebody was, you know, tasked with looking at what's going on and reporting into the LHON group, what might be, you know, make sure you know about this and make sure you know about that. And bringing those points into the group that we had pre-conference, you know, like all it would have taken is a post saying, hey, by the way, did you see that there's this Ask the MITRE Doc session and here's how you do it. And if we had chatted about that in our pre-attendee group, well, then everybody would have known. So, but
okay, well, I'll
do
take
that unless it's someone's top.
I'll take that job on.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Cool.
But well, squeaky wheel.
But it's a great point. Thanks for bringing it up.
Awesome.
Well, that's what these calls are for, to create the conversation. And, you know, a little bit of brainstorming, a little bit of, you know, this is what, you know, some solutions might be, you know, that's what the calls are for too. So, I know we're past, the, you know, bewitching hour here, but I don't want to, you know, shut the call down unless, you know, if there's anyone else who has a desire to speak, you know, please do. This is it's last call, if you will, no pun intended. But anyone else have anything they want to add to the call?
This is Cindy again, and I was going to give a follow-up about my participation in the education panel. I spoke mm-hmm. about the Hadley Institute, and in order to prepare myself, I did speak to a person at Hadley to go over all of the latest, greatest that's going on there, because it had been a while since I'd taken my course. And in the process of that, he handed my name over to somebody in their development office, and she called me today to do an interview for their publication to send out to donors. So to help, you know, they want the personal story, and she had never heard of LHON. I got to tell the whole story, and so it's just the very beginning of getting something written up in their publication that goes out to people looking for donations for Hadley Institute. But I was really excited about that outcome.
Oh, that is so cool. That's awesome. It's a win-win. You know, LHON's out there, and Hadley gets the donors, you know, information, and you got your story out there. So that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Yeah, I still need to look in that typing class. but no, that's great. It's the connections. It's finding the connections. You know, as they say, sometimes it's not, you know, what you know, it's who you know. So, you know, just making those phone calls sometimes can really lead to, you know, a great thing. So great job, Cindy. That's wonderful. And be sure to if you catch wind of that piece, you know, be sure to post it, you know, get it out there on the social media so we can all get a little read of it. So that's wonderful.
Yeah, and she said she's interested in seeing the video about the education panel. So as soon as that's available, I'll send it her way as well.
Definitely, definitely. Oh, great. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, we're getting, like I said, we're getting close to, you know, the time, or we're way past the time, but one last call here. Anyone want to speak up? Any last words?
Shout out about the Axon Optics classes. You all have a chance to purchase them at 25% off. Lisa put the link up. It's 25% off and free shipping the month of July.
And if you're not, I know that she's that came out on the LHON.org email blast, and they are glasses that Chris was wearing at the conference, and they are extremely good for people who are very light sensitive, you know, to light and glare, but also migraine sufferers. So if any of those three things affect you, these are glasses you may want to look into. So if you didn't see the link in the email, you know, shoot Chris a message. I'm sure she can get you the info. Or, you know, if you shoot me a message, Maria Johnson, I can get info from Chris. So give you two ways to get it.
The website is Axon, A-X-O-N, optics.com. And our coupon code for the month of July for 25% off and free shipping is LHON2019.
Great. And that's Chris Herbst. So if you forget that, Chris Herbst, you can find her on Facebook. Send her a message. Great. Yes, those were, I know, of interest to several people for those.
They're FL41. You can always Google it and you'll find it. FL41 glasses, Axon Optics.
Is that F as in Frank or S?
F as in Frank, L as in Lake, 41 glasses.
Okay. Yeah. Great.
Good. They have indoor glasses and outdoor glasses.
Oh, great. Great. Well, you know, Google knows everything, so Google can help you. Well, listen, we're going to wrap this up, and we have our next call in August, and I believe it's August 7th, if I'm correct. Yep. Yes. Same time, same everything. Hopefully, we'll work out these
Zoom difficulties. Well, at least it seems like I'm the one with the issue. Andy is on it, but I'll try and get better at it. And I want to thank everyone for being on the call and for those who spoke up. And if you're just listened for this last hour plus, we loved having you here just to listen. And I hope that you know, y'all learned something and we're able to share. And the call will be recorded, so that if there's any reason you want to listen to it or send the recording to someone else who may have missed the call, that will get posted usually by tomorrow. And with that said, have a great rest of the month, and we will talk to you all in August. And I'm going to need to stop the recording here, but I'm not sure I know how. Is Jessica still on the phone?
She's not, but I've got it taken care of. If this is the end of the call, it just ends it when you hang up, Maria, so that's fine.
It will. Okay. Thank you, Andy. Yep. Thanks. All right, folks. Well, thank you so much for being on the call, and we'll talk to y'all next month.
All right. Take care, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.